Good morning, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 7:15 edition of the news on Monday, the 24th of August. It's 59 under clear skies today. We dipped down to 56. Could see some low 50s overnight tonight as the skies continue to be clear overnight. No mention of any rain in our forecast period, which will take us all the way through Saturday. Temperatures are topping out in the 70s through most of the week, at least through midweek, and low temperatures in the 50s. And again, no mention of rain. I'll have more on the forecast after the news. Fairfield native and former Champaign City Police Officer Jared Gale is scheduled to be in Piatt County Circuit Court this afternoon in connection with charges he sexually assaulted a woman. Gale's lawyer has filed a motion seeking to dismiss a petition to have him declared a sexually dangerous person. Gale was initially charged with a Class 1 felony count of criminal sexual assault with force. Before Gale could go to trial on that charge, the Piatt County prosecutor filed a motion to have Gale declared sexually dangerous. Now, as part of these proceedings, the court has ruled that the criminal case pending against Gale will be stayed, that is, delayed, pending the outcome of the sexually dangerous person petition. Unrelated to the Piatt County case, Jared Gale still faces 7 separate sexual assault charges in neighboring Champaign County. All of those cases are still pending. Gale remains free on bond pending trial. Conditions of that bond include electronic home monitoring and an order that he have no contact with any of the alleged victims in the case. WFIW News, time 7:17.
Attending a funeral has long been described as paying our respects. And respect is something that we place a high priority on. When the time comes for you to make funeral arrangements, it's an approach you can feel comfortable with. We offer a full range of services to meet every need. No matter which service you choose, you can always count on receiving sensitivity, compassion, and respect.
Nails Funeral Homes in Fairfield and Albion.
The shirts, the skirts, the tops, capris, dresses, and more. All summer clothing now half of half price at Carnaby Square. All summer weight scarves, half of half price. All Brighton sandals, half price. And discontinued Brighton jewelry, handbags, and accessories are 25 to 50% off now at Carnaby Square. You like it, you love it, you'll want more of it. Half of half price summer clearance sale bargains at Carnaby Square in downtown Fairfield.
Are you looking for a new vehicle? Stop by any of their convenient locations and see them for a new car loan with as low as a 2.99 annual percentage rate at Trust Bank. Trust Bank also has great loan rates for used vehicles too. So be sure to check with Trust Bank before you make that very important purchase and let them help you get the vehicle of your choice. Certain restrictions apply and this offer may be discontinued at any time. Trust Bank, the only bank you will ever need. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Former Wayne White County's Electric Cooperative Chief Financial Officer Bruce L. Johnson is scheduled to be sentenced this week on charges he embezzled more than $300,000 from the co-op and more than $40,000 from the First Christian Church in Wayne City. In a sentencing memorandum filed in U.S. District Court this past week, prosecutors have asked that Johnson be sentenced to federal prison and that the sentence be at the high range of prison time allowable under the government's sentencing guidelines. The requested sentence has been put at between 27 and 33 months. In its sentencing memorandum, federal prosecutors reminded the court that between 2007 and July of 2012, Johnson embezzled $382,748 from the cooperative by forging signatures on a number of co-op checks to pay his own personal credit card bills. Contained within the sentencing memorandum, prosecutors noted the frivolous nature of items Johnson used embezzled money to buy. Some of those items included athletic event tickets, souvenirs from the Indiana Pacers gift shop, repeated purchases on Amazon.com, sporting goods store purchases, vacation hotel expenses, restaurant meals, as well as shoe and clothing purchases. From the First Christian Church in Wayne City, where Johnson served as the volunteer bookkeeper, he embezzled $44,897. Court records reveal that some of the money stolen was supposed to have been spent on the church's various mission projects. The cases against Johnson were investigated by the Fairfield City Police Department, Wayne County Sheriff's Department, and the FBI. Johnson remains free on a personal recognizance bond, pending sentencing this week in U.S. District Court at Benton. Fairfield City Police are warning area businesses to be on the lookout for counterfeit $20 bills. Over the weekend, a number of local businesses received the bogus bills. At least one bank and an unnamed number of businesses reported receiving counterfeit 20s. If you suspect you've been given a counterfeit bill, contact your local police department. A motorcycle rider and his passenger were critically injured Saturday night in a head-on crash down in Saline County. Now, those injured have been identified as Ronald A. Brashear, 61, and the passenger on his bike, Gwendolyn S. Jones, 54. They're both from Harrisburg. Illinois State Police report Brashear was traveling northbound on U.S. Route 45 at Mandela Tree Road when his 2013 Harley-Davidson motorcycle drifted across the center line and collided head-on with a Hyundai Elantra driven by Timothy L. Warren, 27, of Vienna. Brashear was taken to a local hospital, later transferred to a hospital in Evansville. Jones was later transferred to a hospital in St. Louis. Warren, the driver of the car, refused treatment at the scene. The accident, reported to authorities a little before 9 o'clock Saturday night, remains under investigation. A crash on the Aiken Blacktop down in Franklin County, just west of Bunton Road, has claimed the life of a Benton High School teenage girl. The coroner has identified the victim as 16-year-old Lacey K. Hood. Lacey was traveling westbound on the Aiken Blacktop a little after 11 o'clock Friday night when her car ran off the road and struck a utility pole. The Franklin County coroner, Marty Leffler, pronounced her dead at the scene. She was the only person in the vehicle. That accident remains under investigation. WFIW News Time, 7:22.
Ray's Mowing and Backhoe is offering bush hogging. They also do commercial and residential lawn mowing, and they can fertilize and seed your yard if needed. They offer compost dirt, U-Haul, or they can haul. Also, leave your shrub removal, small tree removal, and dirt work to Ray's Mowing and Backhoe. They'll take care of your gravel needs, too, for driveways, parking lots, and they offer road tilling to give you a smooth finish. And don't forget about water, sewer, and electrical line trenching at 842-4042. Ray's Consumer Products, Highway 15 East in Fairfield, has John Deere, as well as many other types of replacement parts. They stock belts, blades, bearings, filters, and can sharpen blades. Ray's Nut New Shop now has end tables, coffee tables, lampstands, baby and youth beds, antique cabinets and chairs, refrigerators, filing cabinets, and bookshelves. Check out Ray's American Steel Carports. The new A-frame horizontal style garage comes in a large variety of sizes with free setup and delivery with 10% down when ordered and final payment when installed.
Frontier Community College will host its first ever Bobcats volleyball game this Thursday evening at the Fairfield Community High School Gymnasium. The community is encouraged to come out, attend the game, and meet the Bobcats. Starting at 4:30 Thursday afternoon, Frontier Community College staff members will be grilling up pork burgers outside the FCHS gym. The cost will be by donation. Then at 5:30, team introductions will take place for both volleyball and softball players and their parents. At 6:30 sharp, the Bobcats will play their first volleyball game against the Southwestern Illinois Community College Blue Storm. They're out of Belleville. Public is encouraged to attend, cheer the Bobcats on to a victory. Admission is $1 or free if wearing a Bobcats shirt. The Frontier Community College bookstore sells Bobcats apparel. It's open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. At this month's meeting of the North Wayne School Board, members approved the budget for fiscal year 2016. The board rejected all bids received for surplus items. Members are now considering putting those items up for sale in a consignment auction. The board approved the application for recognition of schools for the district's four attendance centers. Illinois families who do not want their children to be vaccinated will have to get a doctor's note before claiming a religious exemption. But the new law won't affect students heading back to school this month. Illinois is among 47 states that now allow children an exemption from vaccines based upon religious concerns. Governor Bruce Rauner recently signed a bill aiming to reduce the number of unvaccinated children in the state's classrooms, but because the law was passed after many children had already received their routine checkups or started school, the requirements will not go into effect now until October the 16th. That's the day after students must receive their vaccines or file objections. The Illinois State Board of Education says there were more than 13,000 such exemptions in 2013. A 31-year-old Mount Vernon, Illinois man has been sentenced to 17 and a half years in federal prison after he was found guilty of manufacturing and distribution of methamphetamine. Robert Tate had been found guilty earlier this summer on both counts by a federal jury. Tate was charged with making meth in Jefferson County from February of 13 to June of last year. The second count alleged he intentionally distributed the meth in Jefferson County. The investigation was carried out by the Joint Narcotics Unit of the Mount Vernon Police Department and the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department. Fairfield City Council meets in regular session tomorrow night, 6 p.m. in the council chambers at City Hall. On the agenda is the designation of streets as one-way between Fairfield High School and Center Street School, awarding of bids for a truck and for the filter plant and a truck for the power plant will also be taken up, and the council will seek bids for the sale of an old Gravely tractor, a Gravely mower, that is. The council will also look into a DuraPatch pothole patching system, and Frontier Community College student housing is also on the agenda. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner has vetoed legislation aimed at fighting an epidemic of a contagious liver disease, hepatitis C, saying it would cost the state of Illinois money that it does not have. The legislation required doctors to offer hepatitis C testing to patients born between 1945 and 1965. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has recommended the testing since 2012. The Illinois Hepatitis C Task Force also recommended it, but the state's largest doctors group urged the governor to veto the measure, which he did. The Illinois State Medical Society says doctors do not need lawmakers telling them what guidelines to follow. And in a memo message Friday, the governor said the requirement would cost Illinois' Medicaid agency and the state health insurance plan added money during a budget crisis. He said the legislation could also expose doctors to costly litigation. An organizational meeting of the Fairfield High School After Prom 2016 will be held tomorrow evening. That meeting at 6 p.m. in the back room of DiMaggio's. All parents are encouraged to attend. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson. Steve is your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices fell Friday. Local refineries dropped their offering 50 cents per barrel, and today they're paying $33.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area death, 93-year-old Fairfield resident Lena Milburn died Saturday at Wayfair Nursing Home in Fairfield. Funeral services for Lena Milburn are pending at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. 90-year-old Macedonia resident Vernon LaVon Keene died at 2:40 Saturday morning at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in McLeansboro. That's Hamilton Memorial Nursing and Rehab Center. She was a homemaker. Survivors include a son, Brad, and wife, Paula Keene of Cambria, Illinois. Two daughters, Regina and husband Glenn Kovach of Benton, and Jackie and husband Terry Fletcher of Ewing, Illinois, and several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Vernon LaVon Keene will be 11 o'clock Tuesday morning at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. The Reverend Keith Neal officiating. Burial will be at Liberty Cemetery in Macedonia. Visitation for Vernon LaVon Keene will be from 6 to 8 tonight at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. And folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from your Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News, time is 7:30.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital is excited to announce the opening of a pain center to help those experiencing chronic pain. The pain center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital will be located in the Medical Arts Complex and will begin taking referrals May 11th and seeing patients June 8th. Here at the Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, we strive to deliver the most advanced, minimally invasive services to restore function, relieve pain, and renew the hope of our patients. We serve individuals with chronic pain caused by a wide variety of medical issues. And chances are, we've treated someone with pain just like yours. Don't wait. Start living without pain today. If you are experiencing chronic pain, talk to your doctor about visiting us at the Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Don't let the pain hold you back. Take your health into your own hands and stop the pain. For more information, call 618-842-2082 or visit us at fairfieldmemorial.org/pain.
Local sports action over the weekend on Saturday. Junior high softball tournament over at Carmi. Fairfield knocked off Carmi 7-6. It was Murfreesboro over Fairfield 13-1. This is in softball. Fairfield over Flora 13-12, and Harrisburg defeated Fairfield 10-1. Local action taking place today, softball and baseball. At 4 o'clock today, New Hope is at Wayne City. At 4:30, Jasper Jeff is at Albion, and Fairfield's at Carmi. Also in baseball alone, West Salem travels to Lawrenceville. Major League Baseball action for tonight. St. Louis at Arizona, first pitch at 9:10. Lance Lynn on the mound for the Cardinals versus Robbie Ray for Arizona. Listen tonight as the Cardinals take on the Diamondbacks at Bank One Ballpark in Phoenix. Our broadcast begins this evening at 8:15 on WOKZ 105.9. Looking at Major League scores from yesterday. It was St. Louis over San Diego, 10-3. The Chicago Cubs beat Atlanta 9-3. Washington over Milwaukee 9-5. Arizona shut out Cincinnati 4-0. Philadelphia shut out Miami 2-0. It was Pittsburgh over San Francisco 5-2, and the Mets over Colorado 5-1. In the American League, Seattle beat Chicago 8-6. Kansas City over Boston 8-6. Texas over Detroit 4-2. Cleveland beat the Yankees 4-3. In 12 innings, Minnesota over Baltimore 4-3 also. It was Toronto over the Angels 12-5, and Oakland beat Tampa Bay 8-2. In interleague play in 10 innings, Houston beats the Dodgers 3-2. NFL preseason pillow fights last night. Tennessee over St. Louis 27-14. Pittsburgh beat Green Bay 24-19. And San Francisco over Dallas 23-6.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine today, high around 77. Clear skies tonight, low 53. Sunny Tuesday, high of 75. Sunny Wednesday, 77. Sunny Thursday, high near 80. And Friday and Saturday, sunny, high of 84. 83, the big high yesterday, 56, our low this morning. And at 7:32, it's 72. Make that, I'm sorry, 62. It is 62. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.